Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. David, it is awfully good to be back with you today.
Ron, it's great to spend a little bit of Saturday afternoon with you. Looking forward to the show.
We have a lot of good things to talk about today, and of course, a lot of folks interested in getting the CPR, the Complete Planning Review. We'll get to that in just a little while here, but let's talk about people who guess about the amounts of money they're going to need for different things in retirement. Never good to guess. You got to have a good idea. Most people, when trying to plan their retirement, have to guess about the answers to some very important questions. And I thought today we could talk about some of those questions and why our listeners need to have a better answer than just a guess. Number one on the list here, and I'm sure that you get this all the time, where people have no idea how much monthly income they're going to need in retirement. And that's something that you need to have a pretty specific answer for.
That's one of the key things that we put into a plan. And frankly, most people that come in for an evaluation, they haven't really given that much thought, because that's kind of the heavy lifting of putting together a plan for yourself. So it can really work against you if you get too close to retirement and your spending plans and your dreams are bigger than what your assets will allow you to. So you've heard the old rule of thumb, you know, if you just have, you're probably going to spend about 65% of your working income in retirement. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you've heard 75% or 85%. And that may be true for certain people. You know, when you're not working, you're not going to be contributing to a 401k. Your taxes might be lower, and you know, you're not going to be buying a bunch of work clothes and commuting. But most of the clients that I have, for the first, say, 10 or 15 years of retirement, they actually have significantly higher travel budgets than they had in the last 10 years they were working. They've got a lot more leisure time, so they've got more leisure expense. So I think about one client in particular. We just redid his income plan because he's going to retire at the end of this year. And so we have built in a base amount for his base expenditures. But for the first 10 years of retirement, he wants to have a particular amount over and above that every month. So he's done a nice job of figuring out what is he actually going to spend net of the extras he wants. And then he says, all right, for a particular period of time, in his case 10 years, I want to have money for these extras. Then we looked at his assets, his small pension, and his two Social Securities, one for him and one for his wife, and said, now, how does that all balance against the expenses that he wants? In his case, it balances really nicely, and they should have retirement assets slightly past age 100.
Wow.
That's what I call a good plan.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's for sure. And the key word here is plan. You got to have a plan. And you got to know how much monthly income, how much you're going to have coming in income streams for sure. Also, how much will you need for major purchases? That's another thing you can't just guess at.
Yeah, and that's something that doesn't stop just because you retire. So most of the people that I talk to have some sort of emergency fund set aside. And most of our listeners would know that in the financial planning realm, that kind of means about 6 months worth of living expenses. But that really only covers the emergency stuff, the stuff that you can't anticipate coming up. But if you've owned a house for a while, you know that occasionally it needs a new roof. Or when the air conditioner goes out in the middle of a hot July summer night, you're not going to wait till they go on sale in the fall. You're going to need to either repair it or fix it, or maybe your furnace in January. So those are the types of things that when you're a homeowner, you need to understand that that's not stuff that comes out of your emergency fund. Those are things that you need to have saving up for, so those major purchases. I'm the father of three daughters. Weddings are major purchases.
No kidding.
And so, you know, you got to think about that too if you're retired and you still have unmarried children. And then most of us, at least in Kansas and Missouri, we have a car or two or maybe three. And so those things occasionally wear out. So fixing it, that might be an emergency, but replacing it, that's something, that's a major purchase that also has to be planned for.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, here's something that a lot of people don't even think about. And, you know, they may think they have a plan and maybe they don't if it doesn't include this. And it's an ugly word, but it's something we all have to deal with. Inflation. What kind of impact is inflation going to have on your plan?
Yeah, you know, we've kind of been lulled to sleep for the last, well, at least the last decade. The 10-year average for inflation in the United States is under 2%. It's right around 1.7%. But Ron, if you look back, do you have a guess as to what the average inflation rate over the last 100 years in the United States is?
3%?
It's 3.24%, so you're really, really close. But what that means is, for our listeners, the stuff you buy is going to double in cost in about 20 years. So you're retired at 65. By the time you're 85, the normal stuff that you buy will have doubled in price. Chances are really good that your pension, if you're lucky enough to have one, does not have an inflation factor built into it. Chances are pretty good, if you bought an annuity for income purposes, that that does not have an inflation factor to it. So your plan needs to make sure that you're able to buy the stuff you want 15 and 20 years from now, because it's going to cost more.
Yeah, not much question about that. Also, here's something that people don't even like to think about, much less talk about. How much is health care going to cost? And included in that, the probability of long-term care.
Yeah, so I always make sure I build that into all of the plans I do. I was just doing a plan for a couple, a 64-year-old couple, 2 weeks ago. And they had not anticipated either assisted living or nursing care. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to need it. But we did put it into the plan for one of them in their early 80s, just to see, with the assets and the income that they have, would they be able to handle that and still leave the surviving spouse in a good spot? So a lot of our listeners would know that in Missouri and Kansas today, long-term care costs you about $75,000 a year. Well, if you're 65, by the time you're 85 and likely to need it, if that stuff, if those costs inflate by, say, 5% a year, which is about the cost of healthcare inflation today, that $75,000 a year is actually going to cost you $200,000 a year for some sort of long-term care. That's absolutely worth planning for. Even if you never need it, you'd like for your plan to have contemplated that. So when we're doing planning, and frankly, when I'm talking to anybody about their retirement plan, I just always impress upon them that guessing is a really bad idea, especially since most of us, many of us, are going to spend 20 or 30 years in retirement. So if you could give yourself one really good piece of advice in your 80s that you wished you had known in your 50s or 60s, I think that would be to spend some time in making sure you have a good plan. Don't go by the seat of your pants. Well, how we do that here at KC Financial Advisors is something called our complete planning review. That's the start of all of our planning process. And so for listeners today who are sitting there saying, well, I don't have a real plan, and I'm not sure I really understand what goes into a real plan, here's what I'd like to offer to do for you. If you've saved at least $250,000 for yourself, for your own retirement, then I'm going to do our complete planning review at no cost to you. Here's what our complete planning review is. The first thing we'll do is take a look at the money that you've saved for retirement, your investments, and we'll do a really good risk analysis of that money. And we'll give you a really good report showing how much risk you're taking with that money. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw. So this is a really terrific opportunity for you to get some answers about your retirement plan, or what you hope is your retirement plan, but some answers that are specific to you and your family that I just can't answer on a radio show. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk about your financial plan that's specific to you, then call our toll-free number now and just ask for this complete Planning Review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.